we're very pleased with the results. It is very much a reflection on the delivery of our objectives around improving safety and obviously focusing on the continued improvements from an operational and financial perspective. So within that, clearly the improvements in productivity across both our mines at Sishen and Kolomela have been quite a big, significant contributor.
You've touched on that improvement in productivity. You've still got plans, very ambitious plans, to drive that over the next 5 years. Just tell us a little bit more about how you plan to improve that productivity moving forward.
Yeah, so in the beginning of 2016, we clearly came up with a new mine plan for Sishen that effectively resets the bar in terms of a new mine plan and operating at a different level. We've had to therefore significantly improve our performance, and our plans are really to achieve 85% of global benchmark productivity within the next 5 years. We're very encouraged by the journey that we've been on, where we are today having doubled from about 25% to where we are at about 50%.
Okay. The other thing that you alluded to in at the end of last year's presentations was a little bit of anxiety around the iron ore price that seems to have been justified. The iron ore price ran up to $90 a ton, and now it's dropped and started recovering. I think we're at about $60 a ton. What are you guys factoring in moving forward in terms of what you expect to receive for your iron ore?
Yeah, I mean, the anxiety at the beginning of the year was largely driven by the fact that we had a price which we believed was not being justified by the fundamentals. And hence, at that stage, we had said we would see some moderation to between $50 and $60 a ton. I'm quite happy to say that now the prices that we see, given the price has moderated from the peak of about $90 and ended the half at about just under $60, what we are seeing is a price that's correlated to the fundamentals when you look at steel mill output, steel mill margins and steel mill prices, and also stocks at the Chinese port. We're quite comfortable that the price we have at the moment is justified by the fundamentals, and hence therefore we would be saying we're looking for a price of between $55 and $60 a ton.